Good evening. This is Shubhashashi Bhattacharya with Regional News. India and the Maldives today signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements. They are in the field of fisheries and aquaculture, digital solution and recognition of Indian pharmacopoeia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi handed over 3,300 social housing units in Humale built under India's BIOS credit facilities. The Prime Minister also inaugurated roads and drainage system project in Adu City and 6 high-impact community development projects in Maldives. Meanwhile, India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. Both the houses were adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. A similar scene was witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned at 12 noon and then finally for the day following the opposition ruckus over various issues. The government of Arunachal Pradesh and the residents of Ryu village on the Siang district have signed a memorandum of understanding for the conduct of pre-feasibility report for the Upper Siang multipurpose project at Itanagar today. The MOU was signed in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main, Audience PM Minister Hojing Ta Singh, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta and Deputy Commissioner Siang PN Thungan. Sharing the news in a social media post, the Deputy CM said that the MOU with Ryu village reaffirms that inclusive development is possible when the government and the people move forward together, not in opposition but in understanding. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik interacted with the Indian Army officers at Dinjan Military Station, Assam today. The governor spoke extensively on the current global geopolitical ecosystem, the strategic implications of Operation Sindoor, and the pivotal role played by the Indian Army in safeguarding Arunachal Pradesh's borders while also supporting its development. He asked the officers to undertake a deeper study of Operation Sindoor, examining it from multiple dimensions, including operational, strategic, and humanitarian. Earlier, the GOC of the 2 Mountain Division Major General V.S. Deshpande briefed the governor on the division's operational responsibilities and the Army's wide-ranging goodwill initiatives in Arunachal Pradesh under the Sadbhavna projects. Delegates from the Communal to War Graves Commission, CWGC, Delhi, meticulously surveyed the World War II sites in Arunachal, including WW2 Cemetery, Lalpool, Hamilton Bridge, Hellgate, and the historic stretch of the old Steelwell Road in leading to Pangsau Pass yesterday. The mission was designed to assess the current state of these monumental sites and identify areas for necessary upgrades. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, on behalf of the people of the state, paid tributes to the brave sons of India who laid down their lives during the Kargil War on the historic occasion of Kargil Vijay Divas. In his message, the governor said that Kargil Vijay Divas is more than a commemoration of victory. It is a powerful reminder of the extraordinary courage, selfless sacrifice and unwavering patriotism of our armed forces. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women team, led by its chairperson, Yalem Taga Burang, visited the one-stop center, OSC, located at U Road Officer Colony, Itanagar, today. The team made their first official visit to take stock of functioning of the OSC. While interacting with the staff, the team was informed on the current challenges faced by the center. In the meantime, the APSCW urged the state government to look into the matter on priority. Under the Vibrant Village program, the Department of Horticulture, Taung, successfully conducted the distribution of horticulture input kits at the office of the ADC Jiang today. On the occasion, horticulture kits were provided to 45 beneficiary farm families from the Jiang Thingwu block under the centrally sponsored scheme, Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for 8 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.